Previously on We Are More Than the Podcast.
We have, because it's me. And I laugh at it. You know, I get a lot of that. I get a lot of, I ain't about to ask her, but you can ask her. Or, I'm gonna put her as one of my preferred, but she ain't gonna know that she's one of my preferred, but I'm gonna send it to you.
Right.
So I get a lot of that too.
Okay.
I do.
Interesting.
And then, but won't book me for themselves, but they'll send other people.
They'll send other people mm-hmm. to book you. Yeah. And that's fine.
Yeah, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, business is business.
It is.
Just because it's not me.
Just because.
Don't mean that you don't recognize the skill.
Right. That's right.
I got you.
Yeah, but has had some of my services before I got to this point.
Okay.
But when I got to a certain point.
So how's the competition?
I bet you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones.
Now watch out.
You keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.
Is there competition?
Like, what competition?
Okay.
No. But no, not being boastful or anything. But right. Honestly, I don't see anybody else okay. as competition. I really don't. I give honor where it's due.
Uh-huh.
I know who I am. I know what I bring to the table. I know what I carry.
Okay.
Is there another Mo? Anyone else like me? Absolutely not.
Right.
Now that I can be confident in saying that. But everybody else has their own gift. I have mine.
Okay. So your reach. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go your reach first, and okay. then I'm going to go your clientele.
Gotcha.
What's your radius from here that you've catered?
In this area alone, the upstate, or just how just, far?
So from this point, what's the furthest distance that they say, hey, we need more flavors here?
Atlanta or Charlotte.
Okay.
I travel.
So, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure that the travel fee mm-hmm. is included.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is. I'm not going right. there for nothing.
Right. So, Atlanta and Charlotte, how mm-hmm. often? Atlanta and Charlotte?
Pretty often.
Okay.
Pretty often, to the point where it almost made me reconsider being here and leaving.
Okay.
That's how often.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And lately, like, my Atlanta clientele has grown tremendously.
High-end clientele, Atlanta?
High-end clientele.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, there are three caterers that I know
mm-hmm.
now. I told you about Jeffrey Lamkin.
Mm-hmm.
That's homeboy.
That's home.
I got to get him on the show.
That's right.
And I've seen his clientele. Like, he's done Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a few other big artists. He catered for Kevin Hart when he came to Columbia.
Yeah, I needed that
And
one.
I was like, wow. Right.
I didn't even know, but that's right. That's who I want.
It was huge. And I don't do anything, but I give him his flowers all the time.
Right. You got to. You got to.
Not only are they family, but mm-hmm. I'm for us winning.
That's right.
Like, said, I'm on my Issa
it.
Rae.
You better
anybody
know.
Anybody black, I'm cheering.
That's right. Sue me.
Yeah. So it just is what it is.
Yeah.
So, and you've had mm-hmm. reputable clientele.
I have, and
well.
I have one pending that I have not told a soul.
Okay. Don't. Don't. And I wouldn't.
I'm not going to. I'm
we
gonna
know
pop.
How people do.
I call myself a jack in the box. I don't share nothing until I pop out with it.
All right.
Yeah, and that's just what I do because I know how people think.
Okay.
And you know, some people talk against what you got going on. I'm a firm believer that people do it.
Okay. So your range has been from easily mm-hmm. to north of Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
south of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And then high-end clientele sometimes,
mm-hmm.
or what have you. A lot of clientele, clearly. A lot of clientele.
Right.
And, like, I was on the phone with my wife when I was driving up here, and I was like, yo, babe, like, she got a spot. Because what ended up happening is I turned into Cookout,
uh-huh.
and I'm like, man, she work at Cookout.
Bro!
No.
So I went a little further up, and I'm like, okay, no, it's the, you've got the, mm-hmm. what is it, the your logo yeah. out front, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, no, this is legit, and I know Rachel. Shout out to Rachel for making this connection.
Thank you, Rachel.
Rachel is not the one that will,
right.
oh yeah, you know, you need to check out and it not be
right.
what it needs to be, so.
I got my own spot.
Right, and y'all, it's home in here. That's what I can say. It's
thank
home in
you.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, in betting on yourself,
mm-hmm.
in having the reach that you have,
right,
your support answered the door.
Mm-hmm.
How has it been with the support in as it pertains to you starting your own?
Amazing. My support is everything.
Okay.
Amazing. I wouldn't have it any other way. I know I can be a pain sometimes, and Lord knows sometimes I have to pray and repent because I can be a bit rough.
Okay.
It's just one of those things that I wouldn't call myself Gordon Ramsay 2.0, but you know, like you're particular about your craft. And you know, and I can appreciate the support and how the support, you know, carries me.
Okay.
I have my ups and I have my downs, but then that support levels me out. And even with my children, like they do what they do, but they don't pay me no mind.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, they know mama got to go. We're going to look out for mama. We're going to look past mama attitude and do what we got to do.
How old are the kids?
My oldest is 20.
Okay.
My next is 17 and then 11.
Okay. 20, 17, 11.
Right.
They in the kitchen.
They're not touching my stove.
Okay.
No, they're served.
Okay.
They run the registers, things like that, whenever I do pick up and take out, which is not so often because catering and chefing took over.
Okay.
But they do a lot of other hands-on stuff. So I appreciate them for that. They help set up different events, you know, and sometimes they mend different books, like the appointments and things like that. So I appreciate them for that.
How hands-on is your husband in your business?
He's good. He tells everyone he's the muscle.
Hey, I feel you, dog. Yep.
He's the muscle, you know, but if I need him to step up and do anything else, he'd get out there, he'll serve, he'll break down stuff for me. Okay. Like, yeah, he does a lot, and I'm appreciative.
All right. Mm-hmm. So in your business, is it, hey, I'm just coming to set up food, or is it I'm setting up food, I decorate and set up everything else too?
It depends on the need of the client.
Okay.
Sometimes I just set up food. Sometimes they don't need me to serve. If they don't need me to serve, I have a system in place where, okay, here's the thing. If you don't need me to serve, then make sure I have catered to your need of how many guests you're serving. I'm going to leave you a servant's card.
Okay.
Because sometimes you want to make sure your client knows what they're getting.
Right.
So I'll do that. But other than that, if it's something, a full service, I'm there to serve. I bring decor to match whatever their theme or event is. Serve the clients. I break down everything. I clean up the whole nine.
Okay.
Yep, so I can provide the decor as well.
All right.
Now, not event decor, but the catering area will be, you know, decorated just like whatever decor they have out there. Just give me the colors and I'll run with it.
See, my wife does event decor.
See? Yeah. So what I would do is match her fly.
So I understand the whole being the muscle.
See?
I understand, you know. You get up at 6 to cook.
See? You know.
Or you've been cooking all night, so now I'm at 6 to load the car.
That's right. You better know. Don't roll your eyes like that.
I keep forgetting. They can't see me, but you can see me. Yeah.
See?
Baby, I didn't roll my eyes in a I don't appreciate what you do.
He did it because, you know, he.
I understand.
We know how it go. We appreciate y'all.
And it's the vision,
mm-hmm.
and we know that the work has to be done
mm-hmm.
in order to push the vision forward.
That's right.
So you're completely out of corporate America.
I'm completely out.
Mo is betting on Mo. What was the fear going into that?
The unknown.
Okay.
Fear of the unknown. Of course, not knowing when your down is going to hit,
uh-huh.
when your next rise is going to be, when you're going to have to sacrifice and invest into, you know, your business in a way that can take away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to build yourself back up, like just pretty much the unknown, fear of the unknown.
Okay.
You know, you don't know what's coming and when it's coming.
What's been the lowest in your business?
The lowest in my business. Let me think. Cause I had a few, but the lowest, if I had to choose the lowest, it would probably be during a time bookings were slow.
Okay.
And I would have to say, I think around 21-ish, 2021.
So nothing slow in 2020. But when people are out ready to play again, mm-hmm. things slow down.
The beginning of 21.
Okay.
Between January and March, I'd say that was the lowest. And because I was used to the speed
right.
in which everything was going, I had gotten comfortable with that. And when I got comfortable with that, and then I hit that low moment between January and March of 21, I didn't know how to handle it because that was the first time something like that had hit me.
Okay.
So it actually sent me into fight or flight.
I was going to ask you. Now, in your past, you were a quitter. What made you not quit?
What made me not quit? Honestly, knowing that people want me to.
What?
Elaborate.
I know my past. I know where I came from. I know what I've had to deal with and what I've overcome. I tell people all the time, when I was a single parent, I was on every form of welfare there was. There was a point where I had to work for free just to get my kids' benefits. And I remember all of that. And I remember that I had more friends when I didn't have anything. But the moment I realized that how to get out of those ruts and build myself up and get out of that, people started trickling away. Things were different. Although I never said anything, I always watched. So it was more of, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do and don't do.
Right.
So when I started paying more attention, watching and saying less, I began to pick up a lot. So I realized when I started having things, people started getting quiet. It was crickets. When I got married, it was crickets. Everybody fell off. When I got a good job, it was crickets. And every height, every new level that was positive, it was always crickets. No matter what it was, even before the business.
So it's easy to hang out with you when y'all all in the mud.
I'm telling you, come on, let's have a ball. Let's ball out. Let's ball out when I ain't got nothing.
But when you start doing better for yourself, instead of cheering.
That's right. They got quiet.
They got quiet.
They got real quiet.
So let me ask you. I know you said people trickled off. People that you didn't expect to trickle off, or people?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
Because I know one hits harder than the other.
Yeah. For me, it was a little bit of both. You can kind of you could kind of tell. If you pay attention, again, patterns.
Right.
The patterns. You can kind of tell. Some of them you can kind of tell. Especially when you're maturing at a level that in which they aren't, you're kind of like, yeah. But then the ones that I didn't expect kind of hit me hard.
Okay.
Kind of hit me hard. And I had a couple of them.
Anybody came back around?
Attempted.
Okay. I was going to say.
Just attempted, yeah.
Anybody that you let back in?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I can't. I love you. I wish you well. Okay. You know, I love you. I wish you well. Fool me once, fool me twice. You know how I go.
Yeah.
But I'm going to love you from over there.
Okay.
You know? You can sit at a table. It just won't be at my table.
Right.
So, yeah.
And I'm not going to ask you the question of the highest highs because we ain't seen them yet.
We ain't seen them yet.
Right.
We ain't seen them. I've had some pretty good moments, but we ain't seen them yet.
Yeah, this is the first outfit. I'm gonna go ahead and speak that.
And you know what? I got a dress rehearsal coming up, so ain't no telling what's coming up next.
Yeah, this is the first outfit.
That's right.
Yeah, and then there's definitely more to come. Yeah. So your support system now is solid. Everything's in place.
Right.
You bet on yourself. You didn't let the turf monsters of your past keep you from going back into your old pattern of when things didn't look the way that they were supposed to look.
Right.
Because, I mean, the blessing and everything is that it did start off easy. And it was enough to get you to jump out of, all right, buy corporate America.
Right.
I got this. This is going.
Right.
And then just as quick as it came, you hit a wall.
Yeah.
Because this pandemic started April 1st. That's when I got furloughed, which I thought it was a joke when they called me and said, yeah, we got to furlough you. You know, we'll see you in a few weeks or so. All right, cool. Well, they didn't say I'll see you in a few weeks. They said, we'll just see how it goes.
Damn.
Thanks. So March hits. March to December, things are jumping. People start to get back out. Less scared. From January to March, you got crickets. Where you could have dropped off and kind of went away from it. You didn't.
I didn't.
Who was in your ear?
Positively?
Yeah. And negatively.
Okay.
Who was in your ear?
During that time, my husband has been pushing me. My husband, and I'm going to tell this story because I didn't tell a lot of people this story. He was really pushing me. My kids were worried. I can tell my kids were worried. My kids were concerned to the point where they were calling my parents. you know, concerned. Found out my husband was so concerned, he called my parents. Like, I would break down and cry for no reason. It was awful. And I remember being in the kitchen one day, and the doorbell rang.
Okay.
And I opened the door, it's my parents.
Hold up.
That's how bad things have gotten. It was my parents, because no one had ever seen me that low. That, you know, I would sleep all the time to keep from dealing with the reality of what was going on. And one of my other friends, or two of my friends, they told me, they said, they asked me, what do you have on your schedule, such and such time or whatever? I'm like, nothing. Okay, good. Don't put nothing on there. They came and they got me. And okay. They took me out of the house for a couple of days. They had already booked a hotel room. They did everything so no wouldn't be an answer.
Okay.
Got me at the house. And one of the conversations was therapy.
Okay.
And growing up, I know you probably know.
Yeah, black folks don't go to therapy.
You don't go to therapy.
Yeah, for
but,
what?
But most importantly, growing up in a religious household, We was always told to pray.
Better pray.
Yeah. You know, We was always told to pray.
I can do what
I'm
you can.
I'm telling you, you better pray. You better pray. So, yeah, I prayed. But at the same time, I knew I needed more than just prayer.
Right.
So when she mentioned therapy and she referred me to her therapist, I was like, okay, I need it. You know, I need it. The first step is acknowledging that you need the help.
Right.
So I did, and I contacted her. And when I contacted that therapist, you know, it made a difference. It made a difference.
I started going to therapy. I hadn't been in some time. I'm slack.
Bruh.
That's okay.
Yeah, and it's one of those, you know, busy. Life is not going
right
how it was.
Right.
I started therapy 2018, and I've told this. Y'all are listeners to the pod. I've said it in past episodes, but I'll bring it up again. Right. Old white guy was my therapist. Very religious, old white guy. So I couldn't talk like I wanted to talk.
Right.
And in not being able to talk like I wanted to talk, was it 2018 or 2019? It was 2018 into 2019. Mm-hmm. I had to then really find out how to use my words. And really find out how to articulate my feelings and not speak from anger to say, ooh, that felt good. Mm-hmm. Nah, like I had to really be in it mm-hmm. with this guy. And it was probably one of the most freeing things. I'm a PK,
right.
Just like you're a PK. Well, son, you just need to pray about your issues.
Right.
You know, at the time, my ex and I, we were cordial. I told her, you know, I was thinking about going to therapy. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need to do to find you.
Damn.
You know, and I'm like, damn, that's really dismissive.
I'm sorry.
Right.
The young lady that I was dating at the time was just kind of like, you know, well, what did you talk about?
Yeah, no.
I don't want to necessarily talk to you about what I'm talking about because I don't want you to use it as ammo, mm-hmm. which a few times that I did open that door, lo and behold.
I'm telling you,
use it as ammo, shot me down with it. And I'm like, you know, this is why I don't tell you shit. It was one of those things. So I realized that, and my homeboy and I, we were talking. He said, bro, I love you. So I'm going to say whatever it is that I need to make you feel better because I want you to feel better. In understanding that, go to someone who has an unbiased opinion about you.
Right.
So he was the one that made me get away from my friends to actually go talk to someone and get help. Which, at the time, I wasn't dealing with anything. I just needed an outlet, and I didn't need an amen corner for my outlet. So I commend you.
Thank you.
On being able to seek therapy in order to just kind of get some things out. Because a lot of times, I'm sure, because your husband, he worked the entire time, even during the pandemic, the hitting lows, everything was constant. And you heard, baby, it'll be okay.
Right.
Baby, you know, things will open back up. It was all this encouraging stuff. And it was like, yo, sometimes I just want to hold a mirror up to me.
Yeah.
And just talk to me. Hey, I'm in an effed up situation.
That's right.
Me too. Well, cool. Like now we can talk. Like I don't want the pat. I don't want the attaboys. I don't want the pat on the back. And
it was rough. It was rough. Like to a point where he had to rush me to the hospital. Like
really?
Fight or flight. When I say fight or flight, I ended up dealing with the physical aspects of fight or flight. The level that a lot of people don't really reach.
Right.
Yeah. My vitals were uncontrollable. Cold sweats. I had to get in the shower fully. cold shower, fully dressed,
right,
to kind of get some kind of cool, to hydrate. Like, my body was out of whack. Like, yeah, it was awful. So, yeah, after that was when I knew I got to go.
Right. If you don't deal with it, it's going to deal with you.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's not a good feeling. So if you, please, if you need therapy, go. Don't be too proud for it. Don't be too proud to go. Yeah, we pray. We right. do. But listen, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes we need a little bit more than prayer. It's okay. I promise it is.
For those of us who pray, we got to understand that this is an opportunity for God. Hey, this is your outlet.
Yeah,
he put people there in place.
Yeah, in place, yeah, so that you can release sometimes. And, you know, it makes a difference, especially when you have someone that's unbiased that's listening to you.
Right.
Sometimes you just need to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Like, I just need to get it off my chest. I don't even need advice.
I just need
to get it off my chest. And for those of you who think, like the TV shows go, you were a life coach, so advice is what you offer.
Mm-hmm.
What used to frustrate me about therapy is, you're giving me back my own words and me thinking through my own thoughts, coming up with my answer. And it's like, yeah, now go do this exercise to see how, like, dude, you not even help, but you're putting it back to me where I can understand it.
Right.
All right. I get it.
You got to see yourself in it. You
right.
know, you got to see yourself. And
it's
then
the mirror.
Yeah. You got to see yourself in it.
Yeah.
So, and that's what a lot of people miss, you know, especially while you're actually going through it, you know? So I get it.
Let me ask you this. Let me flip it on you.
Okay.
How better did your coaching get, especially for yourself, after you went to therapy?
It's gotten better. It's gotten better.
Because it's one thing to regurgitate
right.
something.
Right. It's gotten better.
And it's one thing to live through something.
Yeah.
So.
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, sometimes I have to snap back. You know, right. okay, all right, Mo, get yourself together, you know. But it's gotten better to a point where I know that now I won't be where I was then.
Right.
So, it's gotten much better.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and that's good. So, shout out to your friends, your homegirl.
I'm telling you.
That was like, look.
Thank y'all.
Seek what you need to seek so we can get this thing taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's rare. Real is rare. So I appreciate them for that.
And that person's still in your corner.
They are.
Yeah.
It's both of them. They are.
As right as rain.
That's right. You better know it. Yes, they are.
That's one of them country sayings. If y'all hadn't picked it up. I almost hit you earlier with, oh, so something in the milk wasn't clean, huh?
Something in the milk wasn't clean. Well, don't come out in the wash or come out in the rinse.
I know one thing my dad says all the time is when he sees one of his friends, man, I ain't seen you since the woods burned off. And I'm like,
burn off.
I'm like, first off, what the hell are you talking about? So I went back to my old hometown and I was like, man, they burned those woods off. I get it. I understand. Or when they say, hey, WJ, how you doing? Oh, I can't grumble.
Now you sound like them.
Man, and it's bad. Because I hear those things coming out, and I'll just give my dad a call like, hey, I don't like you right now. Because I'm talking the way.
You done turning dead.
Yeah, yeah. Even with the laugh sometimes. If I get a real hearty laugh, I can hear them. And I'm like, hey, how you doing, man? Just wanted to check in on you. See how things are going. So
it done rubbed off on you.
That's my man. Pots and pans. That's my guy.
Now when last you been home?
I'm going home this weekend.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good job.
I go home often.
Okay, good.
I have to because I just like kicking with my parents. When I go home, I don't go nowhere.
Right.
Well, once it's Manning.
I don't think most of us go nowhere when we go. You know, we don't go nowhere in King Street.
There's nowhere to go at all.
Right.
Y'all got to come to Manning to shop.
You right.
Or to go to Florence. Because those are the only two Walmarts.
No, Lake City got one.
It's Lake City, though.
Yeah, but it ain't as big as Florence.
Down 52.
Yeah, you're right.
Lake City. There's a speed trap going down 52. I can't remember the name of that small ass town.
Scranton. Right after Lake City, before you get to Effingham.
It's Scranton. Effingham.
That's the other one. Yeah, that one's bad, too.
God.
It's Scranton, and then it's Effingham.
Y'all got to come to some of these back roads with us. Now, in King Street, you didn't live near the Salters area or anything?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So you lived in the town.
In the town. But I'm familiar with the Saltus area, but no.
They got a Hardee's on the corner that used to be across from C. Murray. No, not C. Murray. You pass C. Murray on the left. It's that first light you get to. It was like
is that
a Hardee's
the only light?
Yeah. Whoa, man, come on, man.
Look, man.
Okay, I quit.
Look, I would have to go.
I'm just thinking like, wait a minute now. Because I was on the band, too. So we used to march there. Is that the only light? I had to think for a minute.
So Rachel had some questions.
Okay.
She said, do you have a self-care routine?
Oh, Rachel. Baby. Not like I should. Okay. I'll put it like that. Time has gotten away from me with business. Now, what I will do, I will go treat myself to manicure, pedicure, things like that. Go window shopping. That's my thing. When I ain't got nothing to do, I'll go from store to store to store. And I say window, but then I have a truckload of stuff by the time I leave. Right. Now, that's something I like to do. I like to window shop. For some reason, I'm at peace when I'm window shopping. Okay. Just out browsing around. Or just, like I say, treating myself to getting my nails done or my hair retwisted or, you know, things, small things. It doesn't take much for me.
Okay.
It doesn't take much. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I like to do.
Okay. So, that's your self-care. I window shop, too, but I take a lot of pictures because Amazon has that thing where you can take pictures. You can find it on Amazon.
Let me find out. See, I don't know, but that.
Serious is a heart attack.
Oh, see, now I got to look into that.
There's a Google app, and then there's the Amazon app. You take a picture of something, it'll scan it, and it'll pop up a whole bunch of prices.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah.
Now I got to do that. See? You done taught me something new. Look,
I do it all the time. They ask you, can I help you? I said, nah, I'm helping myself right now.
Bro, come on.
I see how much this shirt is.
Right.
Amazon said they got it for $6.
Oh, see. Win. Yeah. We fixing to do that my next window shop routine. So, that's pretty much what I like to do. That or sometimes I find a good book.
Okay.
Get into a good book. My husband just put me on audiobooks.
That's all I listen to.
Yeah, because I'm always busy. He was like, just do audio. So I just started doing audiobooks.
I read with my ears very well.
Really? Yeah. See, it's just something about having a book in my hand. But since he put me on audiobooks, that's where I've been.
Mo, I've literally read books and looked back and was like, what the hell did I just read?
Stop the cap.
Like, I know all the words on the page.
Right.
Make no mistakes about it. And I read it very well. I even read it out loud.
Right, right.
And I was like, well, what did I read?
Yeah, just don't buy no more books. Anything. Yeah, no.
There's a few books that, as far as like the comprehension of them, that I really dove into reading.
Right.
Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady. Mm-hmm. I was pissed off. My mom was reading it, and she was like, oh, yeah, it's like, you know, you got a big brother or uncle just kind of giving all this advice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, what the hell is Steve Harvey saying about this? And I read it and I'm like, damn, I do feel these certain ways about this.
Right.
And I was like, why he giving away?
That was a good book, though.
Yeah, I was like, why he giving away the secrets?
Yeah.
Cover to cover.
A lot of men were mad about that book. A lot of men were mad.
Four Agreements.
Mm-hmm.
I read that from cover to cover at least 3 times. The Art of Love, the same person wrote Four Agreements, wrote The Art of Love. Mm-hmm. Why Do Men Have Nipples? I read that from cover to cover.
Never heard of that.
So I read a lot of trivial books
where
they're conversation starters. Like, oh, you know, men have nipples because everybody's born the same, or when the embryo starts, it's all the same gender, and the nipples are one of the first things that forms.
Oh, interesting.
So then from there, once the sex forms,
that's
when it's, oh, we ain't got no use for these things.
And oh. I'm
like, ah, cool.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just a conversation starter.
Okay.
I was like, oh, my God, I hope I didn't lose my contact in your eyes. Well, actually, you can't lose, and it is all written in the book. Hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And it's like the subtitle is,
questions that need answers, so to speak. Yeah,
But yeah, okay, and those are the silly things that I do. But once I started with Audible, Audible, if y'all listening to this episode, sponsor your boy. But once I started with Audible, I would literally finish a whole bunch of books. And because I like listening to stories, I'm just taking in everything. So I did 48 Laws of Power.
Mm-hmm.
I did one law a day. And so I can like kind of sit with it and,
right,
you know, I'm hearing these things. So now I'm an annotator. So I jot down everything. Mm-hmm. I'm listening and I'm jotting down, listening and I'm jotting down, so I can have notes to go back to. So I did that. There's a, what's the name of that book? It's by Iceberg Slim, wrote it, but went through that book. Mm. And I'm like, it's called Pimp. The name of the book is Pimp. Mm. Went through that book. I went through The Spook Who Sat by the Door. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's all of these, just, it's just good information. So
right.
I encourage you, if you, even if you listen to podcasts, mm-hmm, it's like listening to a podcast when you listen to,
gotcha,
yeah, to a book.
Gotcha.
So yeah, okay, him putting you on Audible.
Yeah.
That's the win.
Yeah, because I was like, because I'm constantly going. So mm-hmm, sometimes when I'm cooking, I'm listening to something. Or when I'm riding and traveling somewhere, yeah, I listen to something. So, yeah.
Yeah, my wife asked me, what you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm reading. She's like, come on.
Literally.
Don't do me like that. Like, I read very well with my ears. Yeah. Like, that's my,
right,
that's,
and
my,
it's
jam,
convenient. It's, yeah, very convenient. So, yeah. But, yeah, self-care, that's pretty much what I do.
And that's a nod to my dad, too, because he would listen to books on tape all,
really,
the time. And I'm like, yo, this is boring.
So you turn it into your dad.
Unfortunately.
That's what it sounds like.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, I'm turning into him because I can't go anywhere and people don't know who my dad is.
See?
So, and that's even in the upstate.
Well.
I can't. He was in Leadership America, and there's a bunch of people that my dad is still connected,
see,
to. So. Just a little
shout
bit
out
of that.
To dad.
Yeah. If I can get a little bit of that in my adult life,
right,
I'm cool.
Oh, you got it now.
All day. Yep. So, what are your best time management tips?
Time management.
I bet you don't want none. I look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones. Now, watch out. Keep talking, I'ma give you some.